Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre by Ram Goldar and Tim Maseches Chulin Daf Gimel, the first parak called Shoichetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Abai says the Mishnah's first phrase means that Almei Shecht Lechadchila, including a Kusi, but only Kishisrael Omer Al Gabav, when Yisrael stands over him to supervise. But Yotze V'Nichnas, if he goes out and comes in intermittently and doesn't see the entire Shechita, we do not allow him to Shecht, because Kusim do not hesitate to feed Nevela to Jews, since they don't accept that Lifnei Iver L'Titah Mikshol prohibits doing so. If he did shecht without constant supervision, we give him a kazayis of the meat to eat. If he eats it, we're confident he shechted properly, for he wouldn't eat it otherwise, and the meat is permitted. This is the intent of the Mishnah's second phrase, that the shechita is valid, b'di'evit. Rava proves that yotzei v'nichnas is sufficient supervision. A Mishnah permits leaving wine with an idolater without constant supervision, provided he is yotzei v'nichnas. Rava therefore modifies Abai's interpretation of the Mishnah to fit with his opinion. Later, the Gemara defends Abai's position, differentiating between wine, which the idolater did not touch, and shechita, which the kusi touched, and needs only a moment to invalidate the shechita. Point number two, Rav Ashi explains that the Mishnah means that Almei Shecht L'Chadchila, including a Yisrael Mumer, a Jewish renegade, one who regularly transgresses a prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that he refers to a Mumer L'Echol Nevela S'Teyavon, to eat Nevela for enjoyment, meaning when he can't obtain kosher meat, about whom Rava ruled, Bodek Sachim and Nosenlo. One examines a knife and gives it to him to shecht with, Umrta L'Echol M'Shechita So, and is permitted to eat from his Shechita, since he would only eat kosher meat when it's available. However, we cannot rely on him to bother fixing or replacing a nicked knife. If the knife was not checked, he may not shecht, but if he did, we check the knife afterwards. Nimsei Sakhinu Yafa, if his knife was found fine, without nicks, it's permitted to eat the meat. This is the meaning of the Mishnah's second phrase. And point number three, Ravina first explains that the Mishnah means all mumchin, experts in halachas of shechita, may shecht l'chadchila. Mumchin va'afu bishein muchzakim. This applies to all experts, even though they're not established as competent in the skill of shechita, meaning that they do not grow faint and pause during shechita. The definition of a mumche is shiyodim bo shiyodei lomar hilcho shechita, that they know about him, that he's able to relate the laws of shechita. If this is not known about him, he may not shecht without supervision, but if he did, we test him. If he can recite the laws of shechita, the meat may be eaten, but if not, it's forbidden. This is the meaning of the Mishnah's second phrase. In Ravina's second interpretation, the Mishnah means that all muchzakim established as competent in the skill of shechita may shecht l'chadchila. This applies to all muchzakim, even if they're not known mumchin, because we assume most people who shecht are mumchin. The definition of muchzakim is one who shechted before us two or three times and didn't grow faint. Otherwise, he may not shecht without supervision. But if he did and said, Barili shelo nisalafti, I'm certain I didn't faint, his shechita is valid. So once again, the three points are, number one, Abai says the Mishnah's first phrase means that Almei Shecht L'Chadchila, including a Kusi, but only because Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, when Yisrael stands over him to supervise. But Yotze V'Nichnas, if he goes out and comes in intermittently and doesn't see the entire Shechita, we do not allow him to Shecht, because Kusim do not hesitate to feed Nevela to Jews, since they do not accept that Lifnei Iver L'Tita Mikshol prohibits doing so. If he did Shecht without constant supervision, we give him a kazayis of the meat to eat. If he eats it, we're confident he shechted properly, for he wouldn't eat it otherwise, and the meat is permitted. This is the intent of the Mishnah's second phrase, that the shechita is valid, b'di'evit. Rava proves that yotzei v'nichnas is sufficient supervision. A Mishnah permits leaving wine with an idolater without constant supervision, provided he is yotzei v'nichnas. Rava therefore modifies Abai's interpretation of the Mishnah to fit with his opinion. Later, the Gemara defends Abai's position, differentiating between wine, which the idolater did not touch, and shechita, which the kusi touched, and needs only a moment to invalidate the shechita. Point number two, Rav Ashi explains that the Mishnah means that Almei Shecht L'Chadchila, including a Yisrael Mumer, a Jewish renegade, one who regularly transgresses a prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that he refers to a Mumer L'Echol Nevela S'Teyavon, to eat Nevela for enjoyment, meaning when he can't obtain kosher meat, about whom Rava ruled, Bodek Sachim and Nosenlo. One examines a knife and gives it to him to shecht with, Umrta L'Echol M'Shechita So, and is permitted to eat from his Shechita, since he would only eat kosher meat when it's available. However, we cannot rely on him to bother fixing or replacing a nicked knife. If the knife was not checked, he may not shecht, but if he did, we check the knife afterwards. Nimsei Sakhinu Yafa, if his knife was found fine, without nicks, it's permitted to eat the meat. This is the meaning of the Mishnah's second phrase. And point number three, Ravina first explains that the Mishnah means all mumchin, experts in halachas of shechita, may shecht l'chadchila. Mumchin va'afu bishein muchzakim. This applies to all experts, even though they're not established as competent in the skill of shechita, meaning that they do not grow faint and pause during shechita. The definition of a mumche is shiyodim bo shiyodei lomar hilcho shechita, that they know about him that he's able to relate the laws of shechita. If this is not known about him, he may not shecht without supervision, but if he did, we test him. If he can recite the laws of shechita, the meat may be eaten, but if not, it's forbidden. This is the meaning of the Mishnah's second phrase. In Ravina's second interpretation, the Mishnah means that all muchzakim established as competent in the skill of shechita may shecht l'chadchila. This applies to all muchzakim, even if they're not known mumchim, because we assume most people who shecht are mumchim. The definition of muchzakim is one who shechted before us two or three times and didn't grow faint. Otherwise, he may not shecht without supervision. But if he did and said, Barili sholoni salafti, I'm certain I didn't faint, his shechita is valid. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Gimel, and our standard Siman is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The Kusi who took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'Nichnas, Mashkiach, was joined by a Mumi Yisrael Teyavon who said he can check too if the Mashkiach checks the knife, which of course he knew how to do because he was both a Mumcha and a Muchzak. Once again, slow motion. The Kusi who took a break from shechting camels. Camels? That must be on Daf Gimel, gamal. The Kusi who took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'Nichnas, Mashkiach, which reminds us, Abai says, the Mishnah's first phrase means that all may shecht l'chadchila, including a Kusi, but only when a Yisrael stands over him to supervise. But if the Mashkiach goes in and out intermittently and does not see the entire shechita, we do not allow him to shecht because Kusim do not hesitate to feed Nevela to Jews since they don't accept that Lifnei Iver Lotita Mikshol prohibits doing so. So the Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'Nichnas, Mashkiach, was joined by Yisrael Mumer L'Teyavon, who said he can shecht too if the Mashkiach checks the knife, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that the Mishnah means that all may shecht l'chadchila, including a Yisrael Mumer, a Jewish renegade, which is one who regularly transgresses a prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that he refers to a Mumer L'Echol Nevelos L'Teyavon, to eat Nevela for enjoyment, meaning when he can't obtain kosher meat, about whom Rava ruled, Bodik Sachim Venosinlo. One examines the knife and gives it to him to shecht with, and is permitted to eat from a shechita since he would only eat kosher meat when it's available. So the Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows, and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'Nichnas, Mashkiach, was joined by a Mumi Yisrael Teyavon, who said he can shecht too if the Mashkiach checks the knife, which of course he knew how to do, because he was both a Mumcha and a Muchzak, which reminds us, Ravina's first explanation is that the Mishnah means all mumchin, experts in halachas of shechita, may shecht l'chadchila. Mumchin v'afu pishein muchzakim. This applies to all experts, even though they're not established as competent in the skill of shechita, meaning that they do not grow faint and pause during shechita. So once again, the Kusi took a break from shechting camels to shecht cows and was being checked on by the Yotzi v'Nichnas, Mashkiach, was joined by a Yisrael Mumer L'Teyavon who said he can shecht too if the Mashkiach checks the knife, which of course he knew how to do because he was both a Mumcha and a Muchzak. Alright, so now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on Kach. So here goes. The mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, which reminds us, Gemara discusses what is done with Moser Asir Ze'efa Shel Kohen Gadol, meaning the money that was designated for the Chavitim but the fire decreased in price, leaving excess funds. So, the mischievous Kohen who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a Balmum and used it to buy two, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one said, this cow is an Ola and it developed a Mum, then Imratza Yavi Badam of Shnaim, if he wants, he may bring two with its redemption money. So the mischievous Kohen, who pickpocketed some Moser Chavite Kohen Gadol and had to bury it, and his friend who pickpocketed the money redeemed from one animal that was a Balmum and used it to buy two, were told that it's time to behave and they should donate one of their animals to Hekdesh, which would mean their largest one, because by Nyafe, Makdish, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, one of my lambs shall be Hekdesh as a carbon, then if he had two animals, the larger one is Hekdesh. As the Gemara explains, Makdish by Nyafe Makdish, one who is Makdish does so generously, and we assume he intended to be Makdish, the better carbon. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzala kit. So here goes. The Hatzala member who grabbed his kit. Hatzala member kit? That must be on Daf Kuf Tes. Hatzala kit. The Hatzal member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola, in Beis Chonyo, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who vows to bring a carbon must bring it in the Beis Hamikdash, and if he offered it in Beis Chonyo, the temple of Chonyo in Alexandria, he's not Yotzi. However, if he said, Hari alai ola shakri venuba Beis Chonyo, it's upon me to bring an ola to offer it in the temple of Chonyo, he still must offer it in the Beis Hamikdash, but if he offered it in Beis Chonyo, he is Yotzi. Rabbi Shimon says, Einzo ola, this animal is not an ola at all, because the vow was illegitimate. So the Hatzal member grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola in Beis Chonyo, told a kohen he found there doing Zrika B'Shogeg that he can no longer serve in the Beis HaMikdash, which reminds us, a pasuk permanently disqualifies any kohen who served idols from ever performing a vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argued about four different forms of idolatry, the first one being Shagag B'Zrika. If a kohen acted mistakenly regarding throwing blood for Avodah Zorah, Rav Nachman says carbon no reach nechoach, his subsequent carbon is a pleasing aroma, meaning it's accepted after he repents. But Rav Sheshes says he's permanently disqualified. He holds the pasuk's expression, lemikshel avon, a stumbling and iniquity, refers to two types of sin, mezid and shogeg. So the Hatzal member who grabbed his kit and ran to treat the man who cut his finger while shechting an ola in Beis Chonyo told a kohen he found there doing Zrika B'Shogeg that he could no longer serve in the Beis HaMikdash and was mesmerized by the mural depicting the story of how Beis Chonyo got started, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if Beis Chonyo was considered a pagan temple, and brings a story of its origins between Chonyo and his brother Shimi, and the danger of prominence. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Simran Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. At the Siyam Maseches Menachas gold key ceremony. Gold key ceremony? That must be wrong, Daf Kuf Yud. At the Siyam Maseches Menachas gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim, who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, which reminds Rabbi Yitzchak says, Zos Torah Achatas, but Zos Torah Anashim teaches, Ko Osik B'Torah Achatas, Ki Il Hikriv Achatas. Whoever involves himself in learning the Torah of Achatas is as if he brought Achatas, and anyone who involves himself in learning the Torah of Anashim is as if he brought Anashim. So at the Siyam Maseches Menachos gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, a poor man who brought a mincha was presented with the Ishei Reach Nichoach gold key because his kavanah was towards Shemayim, which reminds us, the final Mishnah states that the Torah uses the phrase Ishei Reach Nichoach, a fire offering, a satisfying aroma, by an Oz Behema, as well as by an Oz Ha'ov, and also by a mincha. This teaches Echad Amarbev, Echad Amamid, whether one gives a lot or a little, his carbon pleases Hashem equally. Ubilvad sheyechaven libo l'shamayim, provided that he focuses his intent toward Shemayim. So at the Siyam Maseches Menachas gold key ceremony, where a man who learned about Achatas was awarded the I brought Achatas gold key, together with a man who learned about Anashim who was given the I brought Anashim gold key, a poor man who brought a mincha was presented with the Ishei Reach Nichoach gold key because his kavanah was toward Shemayim. While the master of ceremonies concluded the evening by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be bribed by a gold key or a carbon, and that we shech karbanas for our benefit, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai quotes psukim, which demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need karbanas for eating. Rather, he says, I didn't tell you shech karbanas, so you should say, Eser Ritzono, but Yaser Ritzoni. I'll do his will by offering karbanas that he needs, and thereby bribe Hashem, so that he'll do my will. Lo Ritzoni atem zovchim, el Ritzonchem atem zovchim. It's not for my benefit that you're shechting, rather it's for your benefit that you're shechting. As the pasuk says, "Ritzonchem tizbachu," you shall shecht it for your will. Dav Beis, so the Simran Dav Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. At the Hakol Shochetin Chun house, that must be on Dav Beis, bais. At the Hakol Shochetin Chun house, where everyone happily shechted, which reminds us, the first Mishnah states, everyone may shecht, and the shechita is valid. The Gemara addresses the seeming contradiction that hakol shochetin implies even l'chadchila, whereas ushchitas and kasher implies only b'di'evid. Amoraim will offer six interpretations of the Mishnah to answer this question. So at the Hakol Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shechted, while guard held a sign reminding them making nedarim was not L'chadchila, which reminds us, we learned that vowing Erechin and Nedarim is not L'chadchila. The pasuk says, Kisechta lindor l'yeh b'chochet. If you refrain from vowing, there will be no sin in you. And another pasuk says, Tovar shu asidor mishetidor v'l'tishalim. Better that you do not vow than vow and not pay. So at the Hakol Shochetin Chulin house, where everyone happily shechted L'chadchila, while guard held a sign reminding them making Nedarim was not A Tami was welcome to Shecht even Chun Shinasu al Torah Sakodesh Lechetchila. After Cohen told him that his Shechita of Kachim was only Bidiyevud, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar-U explains that the phrase Hakol Shochrin is coming to teach A Tami Meshecht Chun Lechetchila even Shinasu al Torah Sakodesh, whereas the phrase Ushchitasan Kasherit teaches that A Tami Shechita of Kachim is only valid Bidiyevud. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you mean the one who learns the Torah of Achatas is as if he brought Achatas? That's on Daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have a machlokes about the minimum offering of oil, whether it's one log or three logim? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you mean about the Shechita Mumchin and Muchzakim? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff are different reasons given as to why there were 6 boxes for Nadavas in the base of Mikdash? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss what is done with Moser Asirisa Eifa Shokon Gadol? That's on Daf Kuf Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that a Yisrael Mumro Teyavon Meshecht L'Chadchila if the knife is examined? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do Malchokas of an unknown number of Yisronos may be brought together or as 60 Menachos? That's on Daf Kuvav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we address the meaning in the Mishnah which states Hakol Shochetin and Shechitas and Kashera? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that if one specified to bring an oil from Bakar but couldn't remember which type, he must bring both a par and an eagle? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss relying on a kusi shchita with the yotzei v'nichnas? That's on Daf Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.